Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Welcome to another episode of First Coast Forum. My name is Justin Cousart. I'm joined here with Ellen Seiler, Hubbard House CEO. We're talking about a little bit more of a serious topic today, but one that definitely needs to be talked about. So I guess, Ellen, just tell everybody who you are. I said you're the Hubbard House CEO, so kind of give us an idea of what the Hubbard House is.
Yes, Hubbard House is the certified domestic violence center that serves Duval and Baker counties. Mm-hmm. We provide services to victims of domestic violence and their children, shelter for those who are in danger, and outreach services, court advocacy, support groups, counseling, a whole host of services for victims and their children, as well as a batterers and intervention groups for abusers.
Okay. And so how long has Hubbard House been around?
We've been around for 43 years.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Okay. Are there, I know we're specifically talking about Jacksonville. Are there other Hubbard Houses around, or is it specific to our...
We're each separate nonprofits, okay. But in St. John's County, you have Betty Griffin House. In Clay County, you have Quigley House. And in Nassau County, you have Micah's Place. Those are the closest domestic violence centers.
Okay. So a bunch of options as well. And so, talking about abuse in general, I've noticed a theme because working for a radio station, we get to talk about celebrity news and stuff like that. And when things like this do happen, it's always like, oh, it happened to me a year ago or something like that. And it kind of seems really hard or difficult for women or men to admit abuse and. I guess, why is it difficult or how difficult is it for them to do that,
Well, it is. If the person who's supposed to love you the most is being violent to you or abusive to you in other ways, that's embarrassing for people to admit. It's humiliating. Sometimes they're afraid no one would believe them. It's just a difficult topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about Hubbard House is that we've been around a long time, we've been doing it a long time, and we know and understand. So when you call us, we're going to know how to help you.
Right. And so I guess for people who maybe, they're not being abused, but they think someone else they know might be in this situation, is there a way that they can reach out to you and almost leave like an anonymous tip or say, hey, I think this person needs your help, to kind of get that moving on their loved ones' side as well?
Well, someone can call and find out what they can do or how they can help, but we're not going to initiate a call to someone. That person would have to call us us initiating a call to them and that call being heard or intercepted could put them in danger.
Right.
So, we have a 24-hour hotline. Anybody can call anonymously. They can call as often as they want. And whether they're being abused or they're worried about someone else, we're going to be able to help them with how to handle that.
So being obviously involved with this very much. There's definitely different types of abuse, not just physical. There can be mental and stuff like that. How many different kinds are there? Because maybe I don't even know of all of them, because off the top of my head, I'm only thinking, mental and physical.
Yeah, and those are the main two, mental abuse and physical abuse. There's also sexual abuse. People are abused sexually, and financial abuse. People are kept from working, kept from having any access to funds, which limits their ability to make decisions and choices for themselves. So those are the main four types.
Okay. And so what would be the tall tale sign for each of those types? I know for physical, usually it's you can see, or you know, someone's trying to cover it up with makeup or something like that. But for like mental and financial and stuff like that, what would be signs that someone could be looking for?
Well, things that you would look for in someone you know besides bruises and injuries, because people only fall so often. You know, they only hurt themselves so often. But if someone's talking down to someone, demeaning them times, if someone's very controlling, they want to know where the person is all the time, what they're doing, always accusing of being jealous, you know, of flirting, things like that. These are all indications that there might be something going on in that relationship. Okay. Things you should look for. Extreme jealousy is a huge warning sign. So if you, you know, if you know somebody who doesn't seem to be being talked to nicely or treated nicely, you can always say, you know, he or she doesn't seem to be, doesn't talk to you very nice or doesn't seem to treat you well. There's someone you can talk to about that if you want to.
And that would be, you know, the first step of potentially, you know, pointing them in the direction of you guys, and then you guys can help out from that that point on, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so I guess, what are all the services? I know you kind of gave a generalization at the very beginning. People can go there for protection, stuff like that. But what are all the services that you can get if you do need to call the Hubbard House or you think you might need to call you guys?
Well, everything's going to start with a hotline call, whether it's the police calling, whether it's the hospital calling, or an individual calling. So we have the 24-hour hotline. We have emergency shelter where a victim and their children can stay for months if they need to. All our services for victims and children are free. At the shelter, we have a licensed daycare center for the children. We have a school, grades K through 8, so the kids can be in the daycare or school where the parent is looking for work or going to work. We've got counseling for the adults and the children, support groups. We have victim advocates who will go to court with them. We have attorneys who will help them if they want to get an injunction for protection. I'm trying to think what I've left out. I think that's pretty good.
And that's a ton of stuff. And you keep mentioning children in this as well.
Yes.
Because I could see how, you know, maybe people would return to the person who's abusing them, especially if they have a kid together or something like that. So is that one of the common reasons that you know, women or men would go back to their abuser if there's a child involved? Are there any other reasons that they always seem to kind of, you know, go back to that person?
Well, victims are making decisions based on fear, and whether that's fear that they'll be killed if they leave, fear they won't be able to support themselves or their children, or fear that the children will be taken from them or they won't get custody of the kids. With children, it's more difficult because about half the kids in these homes are also being abused. And that's often not reported while the victim's still living with the abuser because it's not safe to do so. Mm-hmm. So a victim can leave and be safe unless there's ongoing stalking and abuse. But the abuser is likely to get visitation with those children. And what I heard a lot from victims was if he would, and I'm going to say he because most are males, but we help all. Mm-hmm. If he would start in on the kids, she would get in his face and redirect the violence towards herself, and she can't do that if she's not there.
Right.
So if a if a woman's worried that she won't get custody of the kids or she won't get supervised visitation, that might make her reluctant to leave. Okay. Or caused her to go back.
And I know you mentioned that, you know, it's more common in women, but it is possible for women to abuse men?
Oh, absolutely. And we shelter and provide all of our services to both.
Okay. Is that more of a, I guess, would it be more commonly a mental abuse thing from a woman from a woman to a man, or is it, could it be physical
as well?
It
could absolutely be physical as well.
Okay.
Yeah. The probably the biggest difference is that more women are killed because of domestic violence. The violence is more severe.
Right. And because I was going to say, you definitely, you know, and I'm not saying it's all reported, but you definitely hear more men to women abuse than women to men abuse. Is there a reason for that, or?
Well, we can only go by police reports,
right.
And, you know, the police reports are going to be 80 to 85%. The victim is a female, and the same with homicides. It's going to be about 80% the person who's killed is a female. Whether there's more men and they're just not talking about it or reporting it, that's something we have no way of knowing.
Right. Okay. And it kind of brings up the question, too, of same-sex relationships. Is it common for abuse in there, or is that less common now? Or I guess because of the more and more are getting together, it could be more common.
It's just as common in same-sex relationships as it is in heterosexual relationships. Mm-hmm. And we also provide services there.
Okay. And so maybe somebody who's not, you know, being abused or anything like this, but feels very passionately and does want to help out. Do you guys take volunteers? You know, how can somebody get involved if they are serious about trying to help you guys out?
Yeah, we want your time and your treasure, but we'll take either one. We have individuals volunteering in virtually every role that staff also do, and that's really important to us. And we also take cash donations and in-kind donations. So whether you want to do a drive to collect diapers or food or make a donation. The thing with domestic violence is this has the potential to impact all of us. And so it's really important that all of us say this is an issue we want to get involved with and support.
Well, and that's one of the things that's crazy to me about this is it can impact everybody. And a lot of people seem to maybe, you know, if you see it out in public or something like that, you can just brush it off or something like that. But it is a very, very common thing. Are there like percentages on how many people it does affect? Do you know them off the top of your head? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
One in four women is going to be a victim of domestic violence sometime in her life. And there's about between 7,000 and 8,000 domestic violence police reports in Jacksonville every year.
Oh, wow.
10 women were killed by their husbands or boyfriends last year right here in Jacksonville.
Oh, my.
So those are pretty startling numbers. And even if it's you think it won't affect you, your kids can be going to school with kids who are living with this and can end up dating someone who has grown up learning that violence is okay. So it's not an issue we can be neutral on.
It's one of those things that it has a ripple effect. So if you don't make any, you know, you don't make a move to stop it, it can get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then next thing you know, it's everywhere.
That's right.
So you guys do a lot of events, and I'm seeing here the 23rd annual Barbara Ann Campbell Memorial Breakfast. Now tell me a little bit about that. And 23rd annual, that's awesome, right?
Yes, it is. It is October 12th from 7:30 to 9 at the Hyatt downtown. Mm-hmm. We will have a couple of survivors that will tell their story. So it's a very enlightening experience. And about 600 people come to the breakfast. It helps support our shelter. It's named after former Mayor Jake Godball's sister-in-law, who was murdered by her husband after she left.
Okay.
And is in her honor and is in honor of all those who have survived and who haven't survived.
Okay.
So it's a great event. You can go to our website at hubbardhouse.org and find out more about it. but it's one of two main events we have a year, and it's really a very powerful event.
And so if anybody wants to come, they can just register and come out and you know, hang out with everybody?
Yeah, it's a great event.
Okay. Okay. And I know you mentioned, and I know we weren't going to talk about it, but you mentioned second event. What's the other event you guys do?
We do a walk, a domestic violence walk. This year, I'm pretty sure it's going to be April 14th. We haven't finalized the date yet. And it's a three-mile walk, or there's a one-mile option. And maybe 1,500, 2,000 people come out for that walk. It's a really fun event.
And I'm guessing for a walk that big, you're going to definitely need volunteers as well.
Oh, so. Lots of volunteers, absolutely.
So if people want to get involved with that, they can message you guys or get in contact with you guys. Now, another thing I'm seeing on here is on the site, it says support our thrift store. You guys have a thrift store?
We have a thrift store on Beach Boulevard.
Oh, that's awesome.
6629 Beach Boulevard.
Okay.
And you can donate to the store. We'll pick up furniture, or you can shop there. And the nice thing is all the proceeds support our services. So whether you're giving or you're shopping, you're helping out.
Okay. And that's awesome. So if people do want to get in contact with you guys, or they just want to check out more, obviously they could go to your website at hubbardhouse.org. But if they wanted to get in contact with you, or maybe they know someone who is being abused and kind of want to just see what their next step should be, where should they reach out to, if not the website?
Yeah, the statewide hotline is 800-500-1119, and that's nice because it's going to route you to the shelter in the county where you live, or 354-3114 locally. Our administrative offices are 354-0076. If you want to help or get involved in some way. So it just depends on whether you want help on the issue or you want to help us.
Okay, awesome. And so, you know, before we move off of the website, I see here that you guys have a news and events page. Is that just like stuff happening around town, or is that like, you know, all over the world type news?
It could be either one.
Okay.
It could be either one. I don't actually know what's on it right now.
That's all right. I'm looking at the site. There's so much going on. There's an e-news sign up I guess that's just you guys talking about, you know, the events and stuff like that.
Right.
People keep in contact with you guys. And you have a Facebook and a Twitter as well.
We do.
Okay. And is that just to keep everybody informed? Or are you putting out information there?
We put out information pretty much daily.
Okay.
To help keep people informed. But the website also has information on safety planning.
Okay.
And if you're in a violent situation and you're thinking about leaving, it's really important that you plan how to safely leave, because that can be a very dangerous time for you. So if you're not sure you're in a violent situation, there'll be information there. If you're thinking about leaving, there's safety planning information there. So in addition to calling the hotline, you can find out a lot of information on the website.
Well, and that kind of makes me think, so maybe more towards like a mental abuse situation. Maybe you're not positive if it is mental abuse. And if you're in that situation, how do you approach that? Do you maybe call and just say, hey, I think this is, because I that's a weird situation to be in.
Well, yeah, and everybody's definition of mental abuse might be a little different. But I would say if you're in a relationship where the person makes you feel bad about yourself, that's not a good relationship to be in. Mm-hmm. And if it hasn't turned violent yet, you've got a better chance of salvaging that relationship.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're not sure, call. We can help you kind of, we can do a lethality assessment with you to help you determine how potentially violent your situation is.
Okay. What is that assessment? Like, how would you go through those steps, I guess?
It's questions.
Okay.
We ask you questions that are common when somebody ends up being killed. so that you can look at those questions and you can see, am I in a dangerous situation here that maybe I don't realize how dangerous it is? Questions like, is, have you ever been threatened? Has he ever threatened to kill you? Do you think he has the potential to kill you? Does he have access to weapons? These type of questions. Also, with physical abuse, people think of a punch, but it can be more than that. It can be the shove. It can be refraining, stopping you from leaving when you want to leave. Anytime anybody touches you that you don't want to be touched, is actually illegal.
Okay. And so you had mentioned the steps of safely getting out of that situation, and I guess what would be those first few steps that you would advise to somebody that may think they have to leave that household or that relationship in general?
Well, if you think you might have to leave and you have the ability to do so, I would set aside somewhere safely some of the important documents, copies of birth certificate, social security card, driver's license, that type of thing. Maybe some emergency cash, some emergency changes of clothes. So that if you have to quickly leave, this is somewhere where you can get at it where it will not be found. Now, granted, most people who come to us come with nothing but the clothing on your backs, but it certainly makes life easier if you have some of these documents ahead of time.
Well, now I was just thinking, because I would assume, you know, you try to leave and then you're like, oh, wait, you know, I don't have my debit card. I need to be able to pay for something. Then you go back in, you've just put yourself back into what I would assume is an even more hostile environment, right?
Right. So. Although if you get an injunction for protection, you can have a police officer accompany you back to get some of your things.
Okay.
But yes, yeah, certainly if you have the ability to plan ahead and take some of those with you, it'll make it easier.
Okay. Well, it definitely seems like you guys are the place to reach out to again. So where, you know, just remind everybody who's listening or somebody tuning in right now, we're talking with Ellen Seiler, Hubbard House CEO. For domestic violence. And if somebody needs to get in contact with you guys, you know, they can visit your website. Tell us your website. Tell us how they can get in contact with you. Give us those numbers again. Let's just, you know, be thorough with it. That way everybody knows.
Yeah, website is www.hubbardhouse.org. And the hotline is 800-500-1119 or 354-3114. To volunteer, you can get that information through the website, or you can call our administrative offices at 354-0076. The same thing if you want to donate.
Okay. And before we get you out of here, I'm still baffled because I really only knew of really two versions of the abuse, but there's four. So I guess I'll list them again in case anybody doesn't know about the other two, because I didn't know about the other two.
Right. There's emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, any unwanted sexual contact or forcing of sex when you don't want it, and financial abuse, stopping somebody from working, limiting their access to funds, trying to hold them essentially a prisoner by controlling the funds.
Okay, and we're talking with Ellen Seiler, Hubbard House CEO. Thank you so much for joining us today and spreading the word about this very important topic.
Thank you.
You've been listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.